In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. A Callahan man is facing animal cruelty charges after an investigation led to the removal of six horses from his property. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says law enforcement initially responded to reports of malnourished horses, on a property east of Colorado Springs in February. A follow-up investigation revealed conditions had not improved. They were taken off-site for immediate medical attention. Three horses remain on the property. Denver is tapping its backup funds to pay for legal settlements. Denverites Kyle Harris reports those payouts are largely from police misconduct cases.
Since the George Floyd protests of 2020, Denver has been settling excessive force and civil liberties cases related to police violence against protesters. The city sets aside $2 million a year for legal settlements, but this year, Denver's expected to spend $5 million. And most of that will come from the city's contingency funds, money set aside each year for unexpected costs. It is unclear if the city will be dipping into this fund again later this year for future settlements. I'm Kyle Harris, Denver.
Colorado officials have euthanized another wolf after it repeatedly preyed on livestock. The wolf had been a long-running headache for ranchers in Rio Blanco County. Since last summer, state officials say it attacked at least 22 sheep. It's the second wolf killed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife following livestock conflicts. Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.